The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
Testing shows that over 120,000 counterfeit pills seized by Nashville police in January were made with fentanyl and xylazine, a combination of drugs that's been linked to at least two deaths in the city. Xylazine is a veterinary tranquilizer that's sometimes called Trank on the street. We've seen it in counterfeit pills before, but finding this many all at once in a single city suggests that there are growing presence in the counterfeit pill market. Authorities have been warning about the drug since at least 2019, when it began showing up mixed with substances like fentanyl that were killing people. The DEA reports that xylazine-positive drug deaths almost quadrupled between 2020 and 2021, and the Office of National Drug Control Policy officially designated fentanyl mixed with xylazine as an emerging threat in April 2023. The addition of xylazine to counterfeit prescription pills that have already claimed so many American lives adds extra concerns. Xylazine is a strong sedative that can put people out for hours. It slows heart and respiration rates like fentanyl, but it lasts longer. But most importantly, it's not an opioid, so it doesn't respond to Narcan. That means that even if you use Narcan to reverse a drug poisoning, the person you're trying to help may not wake. The most important thing is to call 911 so that medical professionals can make sure they keep breathing until the xylazine has left their system. PSM tracks counterfeit medicine trends in the U.S. from fake prescription pills to counterfeit Ozempic to fake blood thinners. Visit safemedicines.org for regular updates.